You have your Bibles, just for a second, I want you to turn to Luke chapter number 2. Whether it's the 1940s or here in 2018, there's a great verse that I want to share with you tonight. The Bible said, Luke 2 and verse number 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." I'm thankful that time may pass, but my Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And in Luke 2, He is presented to the world. And He is presented to you so you can have a personal relationship with Him. There's three titles that I want to share just a moment with you that will bring all this together tonight, found in this passage of Scripture. And I want to give you these three things and let you go home tonight. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," number one, a Savior. That is His title of acceptance. There is nothing about us that's acceptable. We're all sinners. There is none good. No, not one. We all are lying in the wickedness of Satan. We all were of our father, the devil. But I'm glad through the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, we who were unacceptable now are accepted in the blood. I'm glad not only are we accepted in the blood, but we were delivered by Him. We were delivered from the penalty of sin. I want you to know, oh, happy day. How many of you saved in this room? Oh, happy, wave at me if you're saved. What a wonderful thing at Christmas. Can I tell you, you'll never suffer the penalty of sin if you've been washed in the blood of Christ. You can't go to hell. You won't go to hell. And one day heaven will be your home. Hallelujah. But not only am I delivered from the penalty of sin, I'm glad that I'm delivered from the power of sin. I'm glad I don't have to live like I lived when I was a young boy. And I'm glad I don't have to be raised in a bartender's home. I want to tell you, there was a transaction that happened to me January 31st, 1973, when I was delivered from the penalty of sin, the power of sin. And one of these days, I'll be delivered from the presence of sin. He's Savior. Not only, hallelujah, we're accepted in Him and delivered in Him, but we're preserved in Him. I want you looking at me. I want you to look at me right now. I want you to, I can't be lost, never will be lost, because I'm kept by the power of God. Glory. I wasn't put on a proving time. I'm glad that God saved me once and for all, and I know I'm saved. Number two, not only is He Savior, and that's the title of acceptance, but He is Christ. That's the title of access. I want you all to know here, you have access to God by Him. He is the bridge to heaven. He is Jacob's ladder. He is the one. Hey, the Bible said, "Come boldly before the throne of God. Find grace and mercy in the time of need." You can approach God today through the Lord Jesus Christ. That middle wall of partition broke down. The veil has been rent from top to bottom. We have access to God. We have a way to God. I know this is a hurting time. There's probably people came in this room hurting. Some of your families hurt. Some of your neighbors hurt. You're bottled down with sickness. Can I tell you, there's a Savior. There's a Christ that says, "Come boldly to me. Come boldly to me. I'm your answer. I'm your help. I'm all you need." Glory to God. You can appeal to the Father. I was thinking about that little boy that lost his hand to cancer. I want to tell you, I've got a God to turn his head to him. I've got a God that said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, I got it. Not only is he Savior, and that's the title of acceptance, and he's Christ, that's the title of access. But in this verse of scripture, and it says, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's Lord. And that speaks of authority. That speaks of absolute control. There's some of you came in this room tonight, not saved, not on your way to heaven. Your life's out of control. You look at this nation of ours that we love, it's out of control. But I want you to know there's one tonight that has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he is in control. The White House isn't in control. The Congress is not in control. But my Lord, my Lamb, my Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is in control tonight. He holds me in his hand tonight. He's got hope. He's got health. He's got everything you need tonight. All you need to do tonight is come and trust him. Oh, if you're here tonight, never been saved, all you need to do is come and trust him. Come unto me, all ye that are laboring, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Bow your head with me. Heads bowed and eyes closed. No one looking around. We celebrated a person tonight. How many of you know that you know that you know if you die tonight, or if Christ would come tonight, you know you're going to heaven? Slip up your head high. Hold them high. Thank you. How many right now say, Preacher John, I'm not saved. I came to this program, but I'm not saved. And if I die tonight, I'd be in hell. But Preacher John, I don't want to go to hell. I want to know Christ as my Savior. I want to have that hope and that help. And I'd like for you to pray for me. I wonder how many just slip up your hand and say, Preacher Smith, I'm not a Christian, but I want to be. Just pray for me. Slip it up high. Just slip it up high. I see that hand. I see you. God bless you, ma'am. Somebody else, just slip it up. Hold it up for me. I see that hand. I see you. I see you. God bless you, honey. I see you. Somebody else, just raise your hand. Say, Preacher Smith, I want the Lord. I need Jesus. I want hope. I need somebody to take control of my life. My life's a mess. Just raise your hand. Let me pray. You folks that just raised your hand, look at me. Do you believe God will save you if you ask him? What I'm going to do, I'm going to have everybody stand. And you folks that raise your hand wanting to be saved, I want you to say, whether you're a young one, or you're a mom, or dad, or a teenager, I want you to slip out of your seat. Come up here and let us take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Don't leave here lost. Stand with me. Let me pray for you. And I want you to slip. Every one of you raise your hand. I want you to slip right out of here. And come on right now. Come and get saved. Our Father, Lord, thank you. For the Lord Jesus, he is Savior. We have acceptance. He's Christ. We have access. He's Lord. We have authority. God, I pray right now, these two folks, they're so ready to raise their hand to say they need Christ, will slip out of your seat and come up here and trust him as Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, folks, we're already up here. You keep coming. Keep coming. We take a Bible. Come on, take a Bible. Come on. Come on. There's some others here in the middle. Some back there. Come on. You all, come on. Let this be the greatest Christmas season of your life. Let this be the greatest day of your life. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hurry. Let this be the most wonderful time of your life. Maybe there's folks here and you say, Preacher Smith, my life's out of control. That's right. Come on. Come on, son. Come on. Come on. Come on. I need one of our men. Come on, Brother Daly. Take this boy. Lead this boy to Jesus. Amen. Help us. Amen. Come on. Come on. There's some of you back in the back. Raise your hand. You need Jesus. Come on. Your life's out of control. You're a mess. He's the answer. Come on. Yes. Are you coming? Yes. Oh, what a Savior. It's not what a preacher. It's not what a church. What a Savior. That's why He came. To deliver you from your sin. Deliver you from your hurt. Deliver you from your heartache. Deliver you from your burden. He's real. Amen. Keep coming. Hold my chair. They're dealing here at the altar. And maybe some of you are real backward about coming in a crowd this big. And it is a big crowd. You bow your head. Everybody bow your head a moment. If you're here right now, you want to be saved right where you're sitting back there. And you're under conviction. You want Jesus. But you're a nervous wreck about coming through this big crowd. Maybe you can pray a sinner's prayer right back where you're at. You want to get to heaven? Want to know you're going there? There's a prayer you can pray. Here's a sample. You say, "Dear God, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me of my sin. Christ, the best way I know how, I'm trusting you, Savior." One more time, "Dear God, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me of my sin. Christ, the best way I know how, I'm trusting you as Savior. Thank you for saving me." If you're back here and you was real nervous about coming up and you just prayed that prayer, raise your hand real high so I can see you. I see that hand. God bless you. Glad you made that decision. If you can, contact one of the pastors after service. Amen. Michelle, help us here. Hold on, folks. We got several here. Just hang in there. Go ahead, Michelle. Turn that yellow mic up loud for me. Brianna, you know you just got saved. Amen. Tyler.
Church, this is Zachary. Zachary just asked Christ to save him, forgive him of his sin. Zachary is a born again child of God right here tonight.
Amen.
All right. This is Levi. He's 7 years old, and he asked Jesus to save him today.
Amen. 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 Well, somebody say amen.